You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 127. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today I have Christina Rosaline with me, and she is the author of Battered Roses, which is a domestic thriller set in Louisiana, where Christina is from. So Christina, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So let's just get right into it. What should listeners know about you or your book? Basically, like, who is your book for?
My book is for people that like thriller suspense, but also for people that's been in an abusive situation. I like to target those people so they can know that there is a sunny side to their cloudy situation.
And I've heard, don't make your wives mad while reading
yes.
it.
Yes. I've heard a few people tell me, they were like, yeah, my wife, I just did not want to make her mad while you're reading, while she was reading your book, because she was really angry. And a few people told me that.
So like the husbands saw the wives reading your book and correlated the wives' anger with the book, and therefore don't make the wife mad.
Yes. One of the wives told her husband, she's like, I wouldn't talk to me right now while I'm reading this book.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
He was asking if she was going to do the dishes.
Oh, maybe just don't ask that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how long have you been writing for?
I was like 7. I used to tell people 11, but my mom found a poem and I was 7 years old when I wrote it. And
Wow.
So I'm 34. So yeah, for 20 something years.
I can't math that fast in my head either.
Yeah,
So
me
don't feel
neither.
bad about that. How long did it take you to write Battered Roses?
3.5-ish years, almost 4 years.
How did you find the 60-day challenge?
So oddly, it was in a mom's writing group. And
Okay.
I don't remember who posted it. I seen it and clicked on it. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. I don't know how it ended up in a mom's writing group, though. But it was there.
Well, what about it made you click on it?
It just looked interesting. Like, it looked different. It looked easier, like nicer than a lot of other groups I've ever clicked on to kind of
Okay.
scout out and look. It just looked warm and friendly.
Oh, nice. So you were on the hunt for something to help you write your book at that point.
Kind of. Like, I wasn't interested yet into a group to talk to people and stuff, but like one that I could find on Facebook where I could just chat in the comments and stuff, until I ran into y'all's group and I'm like, maybe that's what I need.
So what was your number one takeaway from actually taking the challenge?
My takeaway was the confidence build up. That was like my main takeaway, and the growth in my writing, because being able to talk about my writing and being able to get like critical feedback and stuff, that also helped me grow.
And that was part of the premium group, right?
Yes.
What about the actual challenge from the like the outlining phase and the writing phase? What helped you with your book from that?
What helped me from that was like the writing portion
Okay.
and me competing with myself. So I like basically made myself write, because I did not want to get behind on the goals.
Okay, talk more about the competing with yourself. I don't think I've heard you talk about this before.
Like, goals is my worst nightmare, because I will compete with myself and drive myself nuts, because I won't let myself lose.
What does that mean for writing?
Well, since I don't want to get like behind on how many words we should have by a certain time, like, I won't let myself get behind on goals, because then I will feel like what you call a bad word, a slacker.
Okay. Okay, so you use the challenge to basically trick yourself into writing the book because you didn't want to feel bad at the end of it.
Yes,
Okay.
yes.
Oh, that's funny. So talking a little bit about the premium group, you already said that kind of helped grow your confidence, but tell people where you started when you first came into the group to what you're doing now. Like, what was that growth?
There's two different growths there. One is where my book started off as a romance, and and then it ended up being a...
that reaction right there, you're like, oh, like the first draft was
Yeah.
awful as a romance. Ugh.
It was so cheesy. I was like, what was I thinking? But then it ended up being a suspense thriller. And then also being able to talk to people, being able to talk publicly and stuff like that. Like, I was not able to do that. I remember the first call, I think it was the 60-day challenge, though. I clicked on. No, it wasn't. It was the Sunday calls. And I was like, I want to see what this is about before I join. And so I clicked in it. I seen people and I clicked out of it really fast. And I was like, nope, I'm not doing this.
I don't think I knew
And
that.
yeah, there was so many of y'all talking. And I was like, I can't do this. And then now I'm just like, ooh, I want to see these people and stuff like that. Like, I
Oh.
don't mind talking about my story and stuff and seeing people.
Yeah, so you went from like so for our listeners, we have a Sunday write-in call, so anybody can join from our Facebook group. And she's saying that she clicked into this write-in on Sundays, saw the people in there, and was like immediately out, just like noped. But then
Yep.
she came into our premium group, which is our small group coaching and critique program, where she kind of had to stay, even though there are people. And she ended up being off camera, I think most of your first round, if not all of your first
Yes.
round, was just no camera, like barely talking. And now you've talked at your local library.
Yes. And it wasn't as bad. Like, it was nerve-wracking, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
How did you get into the library? I think a lot of authors are like, they look at people who've gotten into libraries and they ask, like, how did you do that? Because it's not just like libraries could find your book on the places where people get books, but I've heard most libraries have to be requested to have their books put in.
Yes. So, like, about 6 months before publishing, I kept going up there, and so I have kids, and so that helps have a reason to go to the library. And I'm like, bring them to check out books. And oh, hey, I have bookmarks. And I started bringing bookmarks up there and tell them about my book and throwing in, I'm local, I live in Vinton. And I was told you have to do, like, you have to publish to a certain place for them to be able to want your book. And I just kept on going, like, back, and stuff. And then finally they were like, you want to do a signing and talk? And I'm like, yes. And then, like, they asked for my book and stuff. Well, I called them first and I emailed the lady, and it took a couple of months. And finally, she called back. Well, not her, but some other lady for her called back and asked for three books finally. So it took a lot of persistence, a lot of not taking no, or like want to run through the walls that kept blocking me because I wasn't really wanting to go around them. So I would just keep, tell them just a lot of persistence.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So you said that when they asked if you wanted to do a signing and talk at the library about your book, the way you portrayed it was that you immediately said yes. Was at any point, was there like this a voice in your head saying, no, don't do that, and you had to overcome it? Or was it just like snap decision, immediately say yes?
It was hesitant. Like, so I was on the phone with the library dude. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I was just asking all these questions, like, how long will I have to talk in front of people? What if I don't know what to say? And like, every bit of me wanted to back out and be like, no, not yet. Maybe wait until after my book is published longer. And then I just kind of forced myself. I was like, okay, just tell this man yes because you got this. And then I just ran with it. Like, after I did it, I kind of tricked myself. Like, I tell myself you're cool enough because they really like you because they want your book. And like, I just kind of hype myself up, and
Wait,
then
how
it
is that
helps
tricking
me
yourself if
do
it's
it.
true?
I don't awesome, but I don't know. Like, I just tell myself more than like I want to do this, and then it made me want to do it because I honestly, like, I didn't really want to do it at first because of the nervousness. And then I was like, yeah, you do. You want this, and did it.
Okay, so it's like the more confident part of your brain is talking to the less confident part of your brain, going, yeah, we got this, girl. We can handle it. Like, I'll just drag you along. You'll be fine.
Buckle up.
So, speaking of buckling up, one of the wildest parts of your journey with Battered Roses was the cover. And for the record, you did not use a Tally Ink cover artist, but talk about the drama that you had with getting your cover completed.
I was so mad because I was ghosted, and on top of that, it doesn't help that the artist is from a different country. And then basically was ghosted, didn't get any of my stuff, only got a image, and which was the complete image, but I didn't have like the spine or the back like I was promised. So I had to go and do all that and figure all that out, how to transfer files and stuff, and pretty much finish my cover and do it myself, which was a nightmare. And I'm kind of glad I did, because now like I like the basic spine and back. And so now for my next cover, I'm like, hey, just do the front. I got this.
Yeah.
But it was like round and round and round, and it took months just to be able to get that image, the cover image for my book.
And not just that, like even now, I think a couple months ago, and that was what, several months after you released, you didn't get the proof of the licensing of the image on the front.
Yes, I thought I was about to have to buy it. I was literally had it in the cart, and then I had to message the artist and pretty much just throw stuff in there like, hey, I'm gonna have to get a lawyer and this and that. And then about an hour later, he's like, here's the proof. And I got it.
There's power in persistence and in being nice, you know, like your lovely Southern charm. Like, give me what I paid for, man. Yeah. So for everybody listening, what happened was, so Christina's cover uses an image that was modified with a software like Adobe. And in order to modify images like that for commercial selling on a book cover, you need to purchase a license. And Christina had not gotten proof of that purchase of license from this artist in this whole ghosting fiasco. So she just took the bull by the horns and got it done, which is very good.
It was hard, but I would do it again.
And like, speaking of your tenacity, so every indie author's nightmare is a bad batch of books from the printer. I mean, Haley's dealt with it. Shanna, another author in our group, has dealt with it. What did you do when you realized that not one, but most of the shipments that you ordered from Amazon to fulfill like this huge, almost 80 count of orders was damaged or badly printed and cut?
I cried a lot.
A
Besides
legitimate
that, like,
response to cry.
yes, it was a nightmare. I had to basically come out of my pocket and order all these books again from another distributor. I still have not received over half of my money back.
Wow.
Yes, I'm out just from the books, like 120, probably more if you
Okay.
count like shipping and all this other stuff. And they kept saying, you have to contact us in March, then you have to contact us in April if you want your refund, because they can't send it to a manager or whatever to get it looked into because it's part of a time frame or something. I don't know. Like, they kept saying different things. I've been on the phone with them for hours and hours, and definitely will not go through Amazon again to get my books.
Wow, that is like double thumbs down for customer service there. And it's
Yes,
sad
they
because,
were horrible.
yeah, it's sad because Amazon is probably the largest print on demand distributor for indie authors. And like, what do you do when the big one is not, passing, like they're not doing quality control? Because that's what happened, is there was no
And
quality control.
they don't care. Like, I was hung up on at least five or six times within a week. They're like, well, we can't help you anymore. And I'm like, well, I need help in this. You didn't answer my questions. And they're like, we're done with this call. And they would just hang up. Yeah.
What were the print issues that you had?
So my name chopped off the front, or the paper sliced. It looks like the books were ripped apart from each other. Like
Oh, whoa.
dotted line, how you pull stuff apart. It looks like that. One nice lady, I did speak to one nice lady from Amazon, and she said that it looks like the blades that cut the books apart are dull. And then, like, I had books that were sent not in boxes but in paper packaging, like envelopes. And like, I ordered a batch of 20. They sent three books in a paper envelope, and they were messed up, all bent up and stuff. And some of my I got the matte cover, and it was like glossy finish kind of mixed in with the matte. Like,
What?
I know, it was insane. And I sent the books back like they wanted, still no refund, but I don't know how these mistakes even got made.
Right? Wow. That's terrifying.
Yes. When I got my books from Book Vault, though, I was like in heaven because my books were perfect.
Was it a longer processing time from Book Vault?
So it used to be. And then when I ordered from Book Vault, they actually came in a little bit faster than what Amazon does.
Wow.
Like, maybe 2 or 3 days faster, not much. But at that point, though, 2 or 3 days was a big deal because I had over 80 people waiting on books.
Wow. Wow. You have any other advice for indie authors who are dealing with stuff like that?
Don't deal with Amazon. Go straight to Book Vault.
Like, to be clear, we still want to have our books on Amazon. Just don't order author copies
Yes.
from Amazon if you can help it. All right. So, what is your top advice for people who are curious about either the 60-day challenge or about working with a coach, whether it's in premium or one-on-one?
Just do it. Like, don't keep thinking about it because then you're not going to do it. And then when you do it, especially if it's with y'all, they'll be like happy because y'all are awesome.
Aw, thank you.
But it definitely helps. Like, it grows you for sure.
Yeah, and you, bring a friend.
Yes, bring a friend. Makes it more fun.
Yeah, because that's what you did, is you brought a, or did you come in with a friend or did you bring the friend?
I came in with the same boat.
Like, did she bring you or did you bring her?
Oh, I brought her.
Okay,
Yeah.
you, yeah, okay, yeah. So
Yeah. I
everybody
brought my
listening,
friend
do what
because,
Christina did, bring a
yeah.
friend.
I was like, hey, we got to try this because I wasn't about to do it by myself at that time. But
Yeah. So where can our listeners buy your book and where can they find you on social media?
so they can find me like Amazon, Walmart, Books a Million, Barnes and Noble. There's several different places, but the best place is my website. You can find me my book at my website because then you get a signed copy
Hmm.
shipped from me. So
And that website is christinaroseline.com, and the Roseline is with a Z, and that will be in the episode description for you guys to check out. So I also heard that you have a special offer for the podcast people listening.
yes. And for the people listening, they get a 50% off discount code. It's podcast 50, all capital.
All right. So everybody, if you're listening and you want a copy of Christina's book, a signed copy of Christina's book for half off, then go to her website linked in the show description and put in code podcast50. All right, Christina, thank you so much for joining me today. It has been very fun talking with you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody, that is it for today's episode. Thank you for joining us. And remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.